Prologue. New York City, November 2013. Cole. Let's start the night with a toast, my buddy Jacob announced as he lifted a shot glass filled to the rim with clear liquid. To our friend Xavier. Here's to celebrating his 25th birthday with the best night money can buy. Hell yeah! Xavier shouted, raising his glass to the small group of guys lounging on the leather sofa and club chairs before downing his tequila shot. The man of the hour was celebrating more than a birthday tonight. Now that he was 25, he had access to his $100 million trust fund. And this nightclub was a millennial and trust fund kid's wet dream. I was into the more low-key kind of places, but it was Xavier's party, so I go wherever the boys wanted. Jacob stood, peeled his black tee off, and tossed it. Five hot girls are dancing in a pool right in front of us. Why are we not in there too? He smacked his palms together and kicked off his shoes. We were on the third floor of the club in the VIP area, which was reserved for people like us. Basically rich young arseholes. I wasn't that bad, but some of my friends, well, they could be real dicks. Four guys from our party, including the birthday boy, followed Jacob's lead, stripped down to their boxers and joined the women in the pool. The club was as eclectic as the people partying in it. Art attempting to rip off Picasso for sale on the black painted walls, Gothic chandeliers and modern finishes, not to mention the massive triangle-shaped pool. And this was just the VIP level. The indoor greenery softened the place up a bit, and the light projections and state-of-the-art sound system blasting Latin music, along with the panoramic view of the Manhattan skyline, were reminders I wasn't in Dublin. I'd been living in New York for 9 years. I moved to the city when I was 17, but I would always call Ireland my home. Holy shit! My buddy Seth, still sitting next to me on the couch, flung the back of his hand against my chest. Is that little Alessia Romano? When'd she get that body and those tits? My stomach dropped at his words, and when I followed his gaze to find Alessia's dress falling to her feet, I about jumped off the sofa. What in the hell was she doing here? She flung her dress aside, which left her standing in a tiny white bikini, one I had no clue she owned. She's your parents' neighbour, right? Mind if I... No! I seethed when she removed her strappy black heels and started down the steps into the pool. Jacob set his eyes on her almost immediately. Hell, the gaze of every man and woman was riveted to her gorgeous figure. She was only 20 and had no business being in a place like this. Oh, don't make her leave, Seth begged, grabbing my arm. But I yanked free of his touch and stalked straight for the pool. Back off, Jacob, I warned as he closed in on Alessia. I stood at the edge of the pool, hands in my pockets, my blood boiling. Jacob glanced at me before peering at Alessia, who ducked under the water. Seeing the murderous look on my face, he held his palms in the air in surrender. Alessia popped back up a moment later and flung her long, wet locks to her back, her makeup still flawless despite the water. But it was the bikini top that had my jaw locking tight. That white scrap of material glowed in the club lights, but also showcased her damn perky nipples. Out, I ordered. She flinched at my command, but quickly recovered and pouted. I'm having fun. She was probably drunk, which made sense, considering her sober self would never have tossed her dress and designer heels so carelessly. You shouldn't be here. I crouched to better see her eyes in the shite lighting. You're not 21. Where's your fake ID? You're not my brother, she said, reaching to snatch a jello shot from the tray held by a bathing suit clad cocktail waitress who'd just waded into the pool. I sure as hell wasn't her brother, but he was why she'd been an emotional mess lately. Her quest to find the brother she only recently discovered existed had been one dead end after another, which was why she kept drinking and partying, taking her frustrations out with the bottle. She dipped her tongue into the little cup, circling the interior, licking the red jello from the edges.